Well, our folks never was much on any kind of partying. I didn't go to parties, but then they had them all over the community, and so I don't really know that much about the parties. Mary, after she married, they went to lots of parties. And
we gave lots of country dances at the house and went to lots of play parties.
They did what? Old Ann Tucker was the one.
She's never been there. It was our Traveler Theater.
I've never been there.
I've been trying to get her to go with me, but I tell her she should go.
We give lots of country dances. In fact, the young people in the community, if they decided they wanted to have a country dance, they would just come to the house without any.
Yeah, but they always had somebody to do the calling off and somebody to play music. But over here at the Ozark Traveler Theater, they don't have no music. They sang them old-time songs like old Dan Tucker and stuff for their music.
Back when we was having there, they was
plenty
in the community that plenty
of
music.
Yeah, plenty of local talent around to play all kinds of music, and some of the boys or some of the young guys around could do the calling off. And they,
what do you mean by the calling off exactly?
That's when
what you go through at a square set, you know, they would tell you what to do and go into a square dance, you know.
What were the instruments mostly played?
Violin and guitar. Yes, sir.
They called a violin?
Well, no,
they called it a fiddle.
Fiddle and a guitar, that's what they had when they played for the dances. My brother started playing guitar for dances when he was, I guess first when he ever played for, he was about 10 or 11 years old. He came to my house to stay all night, and we was fixing to go to a dance. And I was afraid to let him go because Dad never approved of it. And he kept insisting that he wanted to go, and I let him go. And he got hooked into playing music, you know. And he played guitar. Of course, he really thought he was grown up, you know, if he got to play for a dance. Felt like he's doing something. And he played till midnight. That's when we used
to. But he enjoyed that.
Yeah, he really felt like
he always enjoyed playing music. He could play anything he ever took his hands to and never took a lesson in his life.
That's great. Did people play dulcimers around through there?
I never heard of one until they went over there.
I never heard of one until I've got some dulcimer
records. But then I've seen them over there. We've been over that theater five or six different times, and I see them over there. And I saw them up here at the folk center the other day when we was up there. I seen some up there, but I'd seen them a lot of times because we go over here usually once or twice a year for the last 3 or 4 years.
The people in the community seem to like the theater there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just almost in my family, almost. My grandson is married. That old man that played the squatter over there is my grandson's wife is his granddaughter. And they're just almost like family, and every time we go, if we don't go over there, why, they'll come up by the house and say, "What's wrong? Come on over to the theater tonight." We went over there the Saturday night, Oneida and Ronald. Miss Crow come around and she said, "Well, you made it." Oneida said, "Yeah." She said, "I knew what they was waiting on. They just waiting on you people to come for them to come to the theater."
When I was Saturday night, they were making a record for a live show for the first time. So there'll be a fourth record out in about 3 months, they said.
They was making one over there at the theater.
During the live part of the show, which they said they'd never done before.
Well.
So, I ordered a copy of it.
You ordered a copy? Do you have any of the other records?
No, I looked at them and thought about buying one. I decided to buy this one instead, since it was the night I was there.
Yeah. They've got some swell records out. You've got what, Mary? Two or three of them?
Mm-hmm.